The Lord Mayor joins us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
Do you have any doubt that CCTV plays a role in reducing the crime rate in the city?
Absolutely no doubt at all. And remember, those drops in crime figures come at a time when the city's population is actually growing rapidly and more people are coming into the city as part of the nighttime economy, which is traditionally when trouble occurs. So in the context of rising population and greater busyness, we've had overall a 17% drop in crimes in the CBD. And I've got no doubt that our CCTV is a part of the reason that that's happened.
Yeah, I would argue, though, probably a bigger part is an increased, certainly visible police presence.
Yeah, look, that's a part of it as well. But remember that, you know, police wandering around is very important. Visible policing is very important. But it's a bit random. You know, when we've got these cameras looking out into the city, our experienced operators, and that's the secret, they're manned by security staff 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, they can actually spot trouble starting to occur or look at hotspots and say, that doesn't look altogether kosher. And we can then be in contact with police straight away. And our audit figures show that we made an enormous number of on-the-spot arrests as a result of contacting police. And in a couple of cases, like the one detailed in the paper, where we saw someone being chased with a knife down in Enterprise Park, the police got to it before the crime was committed. So I've got no doubt in the world that working very closely with the police, CCTV is a great weapon against crime. Not just an evidentiary tool in court, you know, very difficult to plead not guilty if we've got you on tape.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it actually works very well in preventing crime as well.
I also, one of my big things is trying to improve lighting in certain areas. It's not such a big problem in the city because the most of the city is lit up, but particularly in the outer area councils, lighting is a real issue.
Oh, and, no doubt. And look, in the city too, Nick, I mean, when we opened the big new taxi rank in Queen Street, you know, it immediately became the most popular rank in the city, overtaking Flinders Street Station. But we had to improve the lighting in that part of Queen Street. We had to install a CCTV camera. But lighting was a very important part of making people feel safer and actually providing a sense of security. So we face that problem too. It's something, you know, it's all sorts of things contribute to those crime figures being so low. It's not relying on any one thing. But as Rod Wilson, the superintendent who was in charge of the city for so long, famously said, we can't arrest our way out of the violence that's caused, particularly by alcohol. We need to rely on every single tool in the toolbox in order to reduce crime. And CCTV, lighting, environmental design, good transport out of the city, highly visible policing, you know, all of it is part of keeping the city safe.
Okay, so where are the areas you would like now to put CCTV that you haven't been able to afford to so far?
Well, it's not. There's no area where we can't afford to do it. We've had money from both the state and the federal government and our own resources. We actually take the police's advice, and that was the point I was trying to make to some councils who've been, you know, less than enthusiastic about CCTV. Take the advice of the police. They are the ones who are the experts. And, you know, when the police tell us we need more, for instance, in Docklands, as the population grew there, we put them in. You know, the same will be true, I think, for Fisherman's Bend. You know, not much of a population down there at the moment, but as that grows, we'll need CCTV cameras there as well. So I just rely on the expertise of the police, who do have the data about the crime figures and where these crimes occur and what type of crimes they are. And I think so far it's proved a great winner for the city. It doesn't mean we've won the battle by any means, but at least the trend is in the right direction, and that's the most positive sign that I've seen since I've been Lord Mayor.
So are they talking to you now about further expanding the program?
In fact, I talked to the Superintendent, Cindy Mullen, this morning about, you know, what more we might want to do. And yes, they will talk to us about it. The next part that I'm looking at is whether we need something down along the north bank of the Yarra. And again, I'll take police advice on that. We have some down there, but not complete coverage. The other area, of course, is you just look at where the city is busy. And so if we need cameras, you know, in areas like parks, which are traditionally darker at night, then we'll look at that as well. But as I say, the key is listen to the experts, and that's the police.
And there appears as though there's no, and we'll take some calls, 96 900 693 13 13 32, if you think what I'm saying is wrong. But it appears as though there's no real in-principle opposition, is there, to it?
Well, there have been from other councils. I mean, Moreland and Yarra have not altogether been enthusiastic in embracing them. Now, you can't expect in a suburban council that the same level of efficiency as we have here, because ours are very high-tech. The cameras themselves are the best that you can get and have face recognition of up to half a kilometre away. They swivel 360 degrees, and, of course, the images come directly back to the security room where it is manned full-time year-round, and we are directly connected to the police as well. So that's a very sophisticated system, but it produces outstanding results. And I can tell you of a case where we saw an assault take place in the bottom part of the city near Flinders and Swanson. These cameras tracked a particular piece of clothing, because they can do that. We can drop out everything else in the background and just follow a bright red shirt. And the arrest was made in Queensbury Street in Carlton because we were able to track that group through the city. So it has just such powerful effect if you use it well. And that's what we hope we're doing in the city. But, you know, I think the number of cameras has more than doubled since I've been Lord Mayor. Might have even been three times as many as when I was first Lord Mayor. And I think it is a great investment in city safety.
Yeah, I know certainly in Moreland Council they complained about the fact that they wanted to use the money more for lighting rather than CCTV. So what would you say to them on that?
Well, I would just say it's all a part of the same fabric, but for goodness sake, the municipality in which the terrible abduction and murder of Jill Maher happened, you would think that they might be alive to the necessity of it. And look, people who complain about the privacy, I understand that, and there needs to be very strict rules around the CCTV that a local government operates. But if you look at the number of private cameras and commercial and business cameras around the city, you know, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
So it's not as if there are hidden corners. And in fact, you may recall it was the CCTV from inside a shop, imperfect though it was, that led to the arrest of the perpetrator in the Jill Maher case.
Okay, thank you very much, Lord Mayor. I agree with you. I think the horse has now bolted, hasn't it, on those privacy concerns. I think there are so many cameras around, you just have to assume that everything you're being done, every time you are wandering into the city, people know what you're doing.
And I think that is a reasonable assumption, that you, not that they know what you're doing, but there'll be very few places in the city that aren't scrutinised by cameras, whether they are private business cameras or the City of Melbourne cameras.
Thank you very much, Lord Mayor Robert Doyle. We now go to the phones, 96 900 693 13 13 32.